Hello and welcome to the D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Chatuch Anand, and today I have with me a very special guest, Kenneth Andrade, who is a founder and chief investment officer at Old Bridge Capital Management. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Andrade.
Thank you very much, Chatuch.
All right. Well, the first question I want to put it across to you is that, and I'm sure a lot of listeners would want to understand, with both Sensex and Nifty at record highs, does it make you cautious at current levels or optimistic, and why?
Well, we've seen markets at all-time high for a number of times for probably the last two decades that I have been investing in the market as a professional. And at all periods of time, while you tend to be a little cautious and you need to be a little selective, I think as you continue to invest in equities, we definitely see there is always a return to be made from it. So sure, you need to be cautious, but you need to be extremely selective of what you buy, because very few companies come out of this or last over a period of the next 10-20 years. Okay, so we need to find businesses that will remain solid, businesses that have longevity, and companies who hopefully migrate to the top of the industry. In a market like this, that is what you will need to attempt to look for. Corrections will happen, but I think that's part and parcel of investing.
Right. So be selective at this point in time when, yes, corrections could happen, because this is market and there will be dips and there will be highs as well. Now, with economic and earnings recovery sometimes away, FIs have also turned net buyers again. In fact, money is pouring from FI, DIs, as well as new age investors as well. So what is fueling the optimism in terms of foreign investors?
The economic recovery and earnings recovery is a year away. But even if you look at a year which was a complete washout and India lost almost 5 months because of the pandemic in terms of economic activity, and the numbers as far as earnings was concerned was not terrible. Okay, while economy has actually grown, profitability is flat. So you've got to realize that companies have worked with their income statements or their profit and loss accounts and have continued to curb expenditure levels. So once you've been able to adapt to the environment and still show a flattish profitability after losing a significant amount of time not having any activity, it shows you the resilience of the underlying businesses that are there. So fast forward itself to 2023. 2022 will be an okay year, but fast forward itself to 2023. And I think that will be the first full year of economic recovery. And the sense that we get on the ground is corporate India is completely ready for that, both in terms of scaling up production, costs are low, and profitability matrix will surprise a lot of investors.
Well, let's also focus on the sectors. In the answer, you suggested that corporate India is ready for opening up, and 2023 could be the year when we see a full year of recovery in terms of earnings. So which are the sectors that are likely to drive the next leg of the rally on D Street?
So if I take a world view, the world is opening up a little faster than the rest of India, and that market is back to economic activity. A lot of Indian corporates will plug in the gap and fill in the supply chains that are there internationally. I think that's the place to be. One, it's a much larger and scalable market, and Indian companies have got the cost to their advantage. Two, it's an opportunity which exists because inflation across the world has made some countries reasonably uncompetitive in the larger framework of things, in the larger scheme of things. So there's an opportunity, and India is competitive. So that's the part of the market that we actually favor. The domestic economy, I'll be a little more cautious because the last decade has been driven by personal balance sheets, or it's been largely a consumer or a consumption-based decade. Their income levels or income growth doesn't appear to be too robust. So the growth that we've seen over the last decade will tend to taper down. So that's the other part of the economy. So one, export-facing businesses, companies that have the cost advantage in their favor. And two, we are a little averse to buying too many domestic consumer-facing businesses.
No, we're talking about record highs earnings and how, we can't avoid the mid-cap space or the smaller the mid-cap space, which continue to dominate the price action on D Street. In fact, they've been quite resilient in the past 3 months as well. So what is your view on the broader market space for the next year or two? And do you think the time of easy money-making is over and investors should be more selective in this space now?
I mean, money is never made easily, because if you have made money easily, it will go as easily also. So you've got to be a little careful, like I said, from your first question. You have to be a little selective in what you and how you approach investing right now. What you're seeing happen with the market, or with a large part of the market, is that for the last 2 years, 2018, 2019, and some part of 2020, the mid caps and the small caps did nothing. If at all, they were down 30% and 30 to 40%. You're just seeing a valuation recovery in some of them, or in a lot of them. There is excesses built up in some part of the marketplace. I'm sure there's always a case that's there. But for a large part of the breadth of the market, you just have a valuation bounce that's coming through. And from our portfolio perspective, and why I'm saying valuation bounce are coming through, is that we had a couple of tough years in 18 and 19. But the only thing that happened during that period of time is your portfolio went down from 15 times earnings to 13 times earnings to 9 times earnings. Okay. And they've retraced them back to about 15 times earnings all over again. So it's just a bounce back of things that didn't happen over the last two years. My view is, again, if you're selective enough, and there's no problem with the mid caps and the small caps in this environment. If at all there is a change over the last 2 years, the stress on these companies' balance sheets and their profitability is much better than it was about 2 years back.
Right. So it's basically a valuation catch up happening in the small and mid cap space. And yes, investors should remain cautious as to what they buy at this point in time as well.
Yes.
So where is margin of safety in this market?
So you find a number of industries where that exists, right? You have a decade of companies doing nothing, absolutely nothing, both in terms of stock price and even in the business matrix, a lot hasn't changed. While demand has been there, it has been anemic for these companies. And the only big change that has come in is that there's been no new capacity that's come on stream. So over a period of the decade that will come, I think those industries who are just about climbing out of their hole will continue to dominate the market space. And that's where we think there lies reasonable margin of safety. The margin of safety used to be enormous if you step back even a year or even a year and a half. But now there's a reasonable margin of safety. So there's nothing that comes in very cheap, but you'll have to assess the company's profitability and growth and align some part of your capital with that profitability and growth.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Indrani, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Richard.